You're listening to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training, helping you guide your group through its study of the storyline of Scripture. Hey there, thanks for joining us for the weekly leader training for the Gospel Project for Adults. I'm Aaron Armstrong, brand manager for the Gospel Project, and with me is Daniel Davis, the content editor for the Gospel Project for Adults. So, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Today, we are talking about Unit 19, Session 3, Jesus the Deliverer is Born.
Indeed he is.
So, this one's a fun one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, because we're talking about Christmas.
Christmas.
That's right.
That's what this session's about. It's about Christmas, the angelic prophecy and fulfillment of the incarnation of Christ, the Son of God. It is a miracle above miracles, it would seem.
Yes.
That God would take on flesh and come as a baby. To think God coming as a humble baby.
It's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But this session isn't just about the fact that Jesus came to earth as a baby, but also why he came. He came as a baby so that he could be like us in order to die for us in our place for our sins.
Yeah.
And that's equally mind-blowing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that kind of speaks to what's really the most important takeaway from this session, doesn't it?
Yes. The importance of humility in the life of a believer is cannot be overstated.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus laid down all of the privileges that he has, set them aside in order to come again, be humble and born as a baby, and not take things into his own right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a right to glory. He has a right to power, his right to be honored, right to be worshiped. And yet he chose not to worry about those things for a time so that he could come and lay his life down for us. That is an amazing thing, and it's something we ought to be affected by profoundly. His example of humility ought to inform so much about the way we live.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what is one challenge or issue that is probably going to come up in this one?
Probably the biggest challenge is the fact that this session's about Christmas.
Yep.
This session's about Christmas. It is a familiar story. It's one we get at least once a year. We get this story every year.
That's right.
We celebrate Christmas. So,
and in fact, we just celebrated Christmas a couple months ago.
If you're keeping up with our suggested dates for using these sessions, 3 months ago we celebrated Christmas. So the challenge is going to be keeping this fresh for your group. Your group members will have recently celebrated Christmas. We've been singing songs, giving gifts, remembering Jesus, and now we're coming back to it 3 months later.
Yep.
So it's a bit of a challenge, but it is an opportunity for us as teachers to be able to help group members think perhaps a little more deeply, a little more theologically about what Christmas means. So we've got the question of why is the virgin birth necessary for our faith that we deal with? Another question, how does Jesus' humiliation in the incarnation inform our outlook on living as follower of Jesus? These are opportunities to have great, meaty conversations about what we believe and how we are to live as Christians.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, what is one encouragement that we would have for you, the group leader?
A couple things that if you have the leader pack as a part of your material set for the Gospel Project, there is a map in there. So there's a way for you to be able to point out Nazareth and Bethlehem, which are two locations that we deal with in this session.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a helpful tool to be found in maps to help people understand these are not just fictional stories thrown out there. They are grounded in reality. They're grounded in geography. Joseph had to lead Mary away from Nazareth to go to Bethlehem. These are two real places in the Middle East
mm-hmm.
that these events took place.
Yeah, and they're places that you can still go to.
Right.
And there are landmarks and you know, all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah. So I think that's one aspect. Another one, there's another poster in there that has a quote from Henry Law, a British theologian. And it's a succinct quote on the poster. There's a fuller quote in the leader guide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is a powerful quote to help people grasp the significance of Christmas, to help keep the incarnation in perspective. So here's a bit of that quote. "He whom no infinitudes can hold is contained within infant's age and infant's form. He who never began to be as God here begins to be as man. And can it be that the great I am that I am shrinks into our flesh and is little upon our earth as one newborn of yesterday? It is so. The Lord promised it, prophets foretold it, types prefigured it, an angel announces it, heaven rings with rapture at it, faith sees it, the redeemed rejoice in it." Love that quote. It just, I think it does so well helping people see that God would take on flesh and what that means. Like in this entire volume, that quote I think is my favorite one that we came up with. So I hope people get a chance to use that one.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, Daniel, thanks for chatting about this. I think this is a good place for us to wrap up. Leaders, we first thank you for listening to this week's Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. We hope it's been helpful for you. And for more resources to help you guide your group through this session, please do visit gospelproject.com/additional-resources.